All right, let's quickly touch on Windows, just because I'd like to hear Steve's thoughts more on this, since he's spent a good amount of time with it and had a good article, and then we'll sort of quickly go to Amazon. So Microsoft, you've had some time now. We've been listening to what's come out of how Windows is working, what Metro means, whether or not it supports legacy apps, which I think got cleared up that it's not, as well as the ARM version. But what are your thoughts so far now that you've used it? We heard what Microsoft had to say, and what does Microsoft need to do from here on out?
Well, I'm both intrigued and a little mystified as to just how Microsoft's going to make this dual-headed beast work. Metro, you know, from what I've seen, although I haven't had that much hands-on experience with this, is a very good tablet UI. I've been running the Windows 8 developer's preview on a laptop, and it's very hard to see the point of Metro, which is the sort of Windows Phone-like user interface, on a laptop. It just is not really designed, and this is a conventional non-touchscreen laptop. It just is not designed to really be run with a keyboard and mouse. You can do it, but it feels kind of unnatural. Now, you know, it's a long ways from final release. You know, this is not even beta. Microsoft could still do a tremendous amount of work on it. It is possible to turn Metro off on a keyboard and mouse PC, but then you lose what is some cool stuff that Microsoft has built in here. So I think they've got a lot of work still to do in sort of smoothing things so that this approach really works well on these two very different kinds of devices. What they're attempting to do here is by far the most ambitious thing Microsoft has done in the consumer space in many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it works, it's really a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that their next few steps that's critical is to continue to get developers on board and then really show them how those applications are going to manifest themselves in Metro, because it does become clear that they're really going to emphasize, you know, not going back to seeing legacy Windows, even though you have that choice, but they want to keep you in that environment. Because of that, they're going to need a lot of new applications to do that. So it's pretty clear that they're really trying to emphasize this to developers. You know, let's write new apps. Here's how it's going to look in Metro. And I think, you know, I've said this a number of times, that it seems as though they're taking the best shot at basically starting over with Windows that they could without actually saying we're starting over.
Well, it's, and more specifically, if you actually drill down even deeper, Windows on ARM in reality is starting over, because right, it doesn't support legacy apps. And for all intents and purposes, and I point this out in my PC Man column that will run on Monday, that ultimately they are saying to the developers, this is a fresh palette to start working with.
Right.
And it is gutsy and risky, but I agree with Steve that if they actually pull this one off, it could be really significant for them and the industry.
Yeah, it's very hard to judge Metro right now because the sample apps that are included in the developer's preview are by Microsoft's own admission, stuff that was thrown together in a few days by a bunch of interns. And they're not very good, they're not very complete, and they're not very polished. So it's very hard to get a sense of what the potential of applications in this Metro environment is until we see some better apps.
Yeah.